You're listening to The Biggest Variety in the North. I'm Kevin here with another interview as part of the NWT Tourism Staycation Summer, highlighting great local businesses around the NWT, which are offering great things to make your summer that much more enjoyable. You're listening to The Biggest Variety in the North. We're back with the staycation interviews. I'm joined by Sean, who is the owner of Great Slave Lake Tours. How are you doing today, Sean?
I'm just great. Thank you, Tyler.
How long have you owned Great Slave Lake Tours for?
It took me like about 4 years to actually get it running and going initially, but it's 16 years up to today.
And it mentions on, I'm seeing on NWT Fishing Tours that you've been fishing on Great Slave Lake for about 28 years or so. What is it about that lake that just appeals to you?
It's actually my lifestyle. My family grew up commercial fishing and on the land, so it just fell in my lap that way. That was probably the most relevant thing to do as far as work, you know, showcasing your lifestyle to guests.
And what was the appeal for you of doing these tours and helping other people learn everything?
The look in people's face that you know, they're learning something that's just right at their front door that they never knew was there. That's what the most appealing thing I think is for me. Like the reward of seeing people happy with what they're being taught and learned, and it's a very quick trip, so they learn lots right from the front doorstep, like 4 hours, and they've learned how to fillet fish, how to set nets, where to set for what type of fish, safe travel on the lake, and safe practices with the fishery, even just setting up camp or finding harbors, anything like that.
So for the boat tours that you guys have going on this summer, what do you find people enjoy the most about those?
I think the biggest thing is just being on the water, getting away from the sight of a town, of people, I guess, or vehicles or noise. Just getting away and then sailing and then, you know, finding a little quiet cove or harbor and then setting a net and then having that just that subsistence right at your feet there, you know, like getting the net lifted and having fresh fish fry, meeting new people, relaxing, enjoying summer while it's here.
Awesome. And what are, like, the sizes of the tours?
The sizes I have offering right now, I'm trying to offer a one-hour harbor tour for people that are just on a budget or just want to get out for a minute for a quick snack and a lunch just right off the dock here. So I just basically go around Jolliffe Island area. And then I have a dinner cruise in the evening that's a four-hour. Now it's more... offers a little more. We put an educational net in the water, so they learn how to lift the net. We go ashore. We do a fish fry right on the boat, so everything is pretty self-contained that way. And then we have, if they want, they could learn about the wild plants and stuff in the bush as well that we use.
Awesome. And you said you've been fishing there for a long time. So what are the types of fish that there is out in the lake?
There's 9 different types of fish that we could catch in the net, but primarily there's mostly just the whitefish and maybe the odd cod, inkanoo, lake trout, northern pike.
Awesome.
But mostly whitefish. Mostly whitefish. Lake whitefish, sorry.
So, I mean, how big the lake is, I believe it's one of the biggest lakes in Canada, how kind of far-reaching does the tour goes?
We're just like a little dot on the chart here as far as Great Slave Lake. We go out about 45 minutes, which is about 4.5 to 5.5 miles. So it's just out of town, you know, around the sub-islands there, and we go into a harbor and stay out of the wind that way. So it's not, the boat's not rocking if it's a little bit windy or anything. Yeah, it's not that far, but you're still on the big lake, so.
Absolutely. And do you guys do, it says on the fishing tours that there's water travel where you can, like, boat rentals and charters available, like longer day trips. What can you tell me about that?
We also offer shuttles to the East Arm.
Okay.
Doesn't matter where. It could be up as far as Reliance or Little Cay or Ethan or, like, Grocap. Doesn't matter. Like, if you want to go up there, I'll give you a shuttle and I'll give you a code for that. We do offer sport fishing trips. But not a lot, just the odd couple. The biggest seller we have right now is the four-hour dinner cruise. But yeah, we offer quite a bit. Shuttles, fuel haul if they want a little bit of fuel or gear hauled up, or kayakers or canoers that want to go up and get dropped off and then make their way back. All kinds of stuff.
For somebody who's a first going for the lake tour for the first time, what is something you would suggest them doing?
I don't know. Maybe just leaving their trust in my hands and then relaxing. That way they could just unwind and then just not worry about anything. Just let me handle everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big selling point, I think, nowadays, especially over the last few months, where a lot of people have probably been stressed about their day-to-day lives. Definitely important to just let loose for a little bit.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm touching on. Yeah, just take my trust and my expertise and try not to unwind and declutter. Just don't think about anything. Just relax and enjoy the scenery and everything that's coming.
Awesome. And if people want to book a travel vacation, how is it that they would get in contact with you?
Me directly on my phone line. That's probably the easiest way because my phone's always with me. I answer just about immediately. Like, if not immediately, then that later that day.
So what is your phone number for those who are interested?
867-875-8077.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the interview, Sean.
Thank you, guys.
Have a nice day.
Same to you guys.
Stay tuned to the Biggest Variety in the North to hear more from great local business owners as part of the NWT Tourism Staycation Summer. If you want to hear more interviews as part of the summer staycation, head over to our website, myyellowknifenow.com, to hear more from local businesses.